after mom kicked her boyfriend to the curb.
What did he say to you when he called?
Her son kept her ex's wheels.
He was going to call the police on me, saying that I basically had stolen his car.
Your mother told you to put the car on the street, is that correct?
Yes.
But did she take the revenge too far?
And then somebody called the police and told them that there was an abandoned car there.
Why would I do that?
I don't think you do that, I think your mother did it.
She did either.
No, ma'am.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Steven Stabile is suing his ex-girlfriend, Cheryl Mix, and her son, 24-year-old Thomas, for causing his Subaru Legacy to be towed.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 263 on the calendar, the matter of Stabile versus Mix.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Stabile, this lady was your girlfriend for
yes,
a period
was.
Of time, and the young man standing next to her is her son. Mm-hmm. How long were you in a relationship?
Approximately about 5 years, on and off.
And you had a car that wasn't running, and you made an arrangement with this young man whose first name is?
Thomas.
He asked you if he could work on the car, and you said yes.
Yeah, can I clarify it a little bit?
What?
What happens when I bought the car, and I was using it as my own personal car until I bought a second car. And what I was going to do was sell the car.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. But what I mean
Listen
is...
Listen to me. I don't care.
All right.
It has nothing to do with this lawsuit.
Okay.
Because the lawsuit involves the fact that Thomas had the car at his home on his property for about 4 months, working on the car. He says he bought some parts for the car to try to get it to run unsuccessfully. And then his mother broke up with you. And it is your claim that he and his mother maliciously removed the car from his property, put it on the street, and had it towed. So you were forced to pay the impound fees in order to get the car back and the towing.
Yes, ma'am.
You want them to be responsible for the towing and the impound fees.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas says that you were very angry that his mother broke up with you and you had a conversation with him. And what was that conversation that you allege happened, Thomas?
Not basically.
After your mother broke up with Mr. Stabile?
Yes.
I read your complaint very carefully. You said that he called you.
Correct.
Do you remember when that conversation was?
I believe it was around the 25th.
Of?
January.
And what did he say to you when he called?
That he was going to call the police on me, saying that I basically had stolen his car, or that was...
How did the conversation start?
Your Honor, that's not true.
Shh, just a minute. Okay. How did the conversation start, Thomas? He picked up the phone. I mean, this is a man that you knew for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did your mother have a new boyfriend, or had she met somebody else?
No, ma'am.
She just didn't want to be with him anymore?
That's correct.
Okay. And you knew that?
Yes.
And you knew that it was not a happy
correct.
Breakup?
It was, yeah. No.
So when he called you, he said... Hello, Thomas, and you said hello?
Steve.
Steve, tell me about the conversation.
I told him that I was unable to fix his vehicle. I gave it an honest attempt. I had tried a few things, spent a little bit of money, told him I wasn't able to fix it, and that I would be putting it on the side of the street near my house for him to come get it.
You called him or he called you?
He called me.
He called you and said what? I want my car? How did you get into the conversation about the car? I want to hear everything that was said in that conversation as much as you can remember, Thomas.
I just told him straight up that I could not fix the car, that I tried. I had spent money on it. I didn't even want any of the money back. I was tired of dealing with him himself because of their bad breakup that they had. And that I told him that it was going to be parked and it needed to come get picked up. And I just did not want to deal with it anymore. I was done.
And what did he say?
You know, I don't remember at the time.
Well... Think hard. He called you and said, what about my car? And you said, I can't fix it anymore. I'm going to take it and park it out in the street. You can come pick it up, right?
Yes.
And what did he say to you?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
When did you make up this story about him saying to you, I'm going to report the car stolen?
I didn't make that up.
Stop!
I'm sorry.
I don't want to hear you.
Okay.
That's what you started out saying, Thomas, that he called you and said, I'm going to report the car stolen. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
I just asked you, step by step, in your conversation, you said, I told him I couldn't fix the car anymore, I was going to put it on the street and he should come and pick it up. Did he say anything else? No, I don't remember.
He dealt with my mom also during this. The actual saying that I was going to steal or call the police on me was told to her, and she told that to me.
This is what you swore to in your complaint. You, not your mother.
Okay.
They had dated on and off for 5 years, and my mother told me he was very upset about the breakup. Shortly thereafter, Stephen called me and told me he was going to call the police and tell them that I had stolen the car.
Okay.
That's what you swore to.
Okay.
You want to see it?
No, it's fine.
He was angry at me, and I had nothing to do with my mother ending the relationship. My mother advised me to have Stephen's car taken off my property immediately so I wouldn't get in trouble with the police.
Correct.
I understand that's correct, but that's not what you said in your answer. You didn't tell me that he called your mother. You said he called you and said, I'm going to report you to the police as having stolen my car. So I think that that's a lie. He never called you and told you that. Because now you say, no, he didn't tell me that. He told that to my mother. When you first started to testify, you told me he called you and told you that. Then you changed your story. Do you understand, Thomas? Did you actually think you were smarter? Now, your mother told you to put the car on the street. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And that's what you did?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, that was wrong.
Okay.
You had an obligation to call him and say to him, I'm going to put the car on the street on a certain day. I'll leave the keys. I'll mail you the keys so you can come and pick it up in an orderly fashion. And you chose not to do that. You chose to put it out on the street, and then somebody called the police and told them that there was an abandoned car there. Who do you think did that? Who do you think did that?
The person that most likely called that about the car was somebody in our neighborhood.
Really? Yeah. Most likely.
I mean, I didn't call him. Why would I do that?
Why would you do that? I don't think you'd do that. I think your mother did it.
I don't think she did either.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I did
and
not.
And whatever it is, sir, they wouldn't know the truth if it came up and gave them a slap in the face. This young man.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
These guys are machines built to kill each other.
Oh, how fascinating. They put two men in a cage to hurt each other.
Correct.
And this is the way you like to spend your evening.
Fox Wednesday will be awesomely inspiring.
I'm actually a millionaire. We'd like to give you a gift.
Thank you so much.
All new Secret Millionaire. Then for Booth and Bones to keep working together.
You want us to go on a double date?
They'll have to play together.
Look at my horse.
Bones.
It all starts tonight at 8 on Fox 5.
Whether buying or selling a home, BuyOwner is your complete solution.
The BuyOwner website was easy to navigate.
I needed to sell my home quickly, so I called BuyOwner.
Thanks, BuyOwner.
Call for a free consultation.
Thanks, BuyOwner.
It's a brand new day. Ross has the toys and games kids want to play.
Those brand name toys you pay big bucks for, you'll find at Ross at itty bitty prices.
Yes, at Ross. It's brand new day.
If you'd have told me a year ago I'd be sitting here today talking about how a car accident changed my life, I never would have believed you. But that was before someone ran a red light and put my life on hold. My next problem? I called Motlick and Associates way too late. By then, we lost evidence, my witnesses were gone, and the insurance company used it against me. I now know the sooner you call a lawyer, the better. Call Motlick and Associates right away. The longer you wait, the more you have to lose.
Garlic sautéed portobello mushrooms caress the taste buds.
Punctuated by the boundless possibility of hickory smoked bacon.
Fresh beef is the canvas upon which this hot and juicy masterpiece is painted.
There's a little gourmet in all of us. Introducing Wendy's new hot and juicy gourmet mushroom Swiss burger.
It's way better than fast food. It's Wendy's.
Compared to our last home purchase, BuyOwner was smooth and easy.
With BuyOwner, we had the freedom to really look at the home.
The seller just left us alone.
We got the home we wanted, a good price, and it was so quick and easy.
Thanks, BuyOwner.
Call for a free consultation.
Rick lives for the great deal, so instead of paying over $300 at a department store, he went to Ross and got the exact same outfit, plus one for working out and one for kicking back, and still had almost $100 left over. Ross, it's a brand new day.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Stephen Stabile says ex-girlfriend Cheryl Mix and her son Thomas owe for towing and impound charges on his Subaru Legacy.
Okay, you are entitled to your towing and you are entitled to your impound fees because when he accepted responsibility for the car. That was, in effect, a bailment. And he had an obligation to act responsibly with the car in order to have it returned to you in at least the same condition as it was when you gave it to him. He chose not to do that. He chose to put your car in a position where it could be towed, fees incurred, and you are entitled to that. How much were the impound fees?
The impound fees were $497.20.
And how much were the towing charges?
The towing charges to his house was $104.09.
You mean towing charges to his house to have him fix it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not entitled to that. You're entitled to $497. Did you have to have the car towed from?
From my house. I was going to tow it to a place to be fixed, and they asked me to let him fix it.
I don't care.
All right.
But you were entitled to your impound fees.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the car now?
Yes, I sold it. I got it fixed from the place I wanted to originally get it fixed, and I paid $800 to fix it and sold it.
For how much?
$1,900.
I don't really believe that, but
it's true.
In any event, you're entitled to your impound fees, $497.20. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. May I step out?
There was a bad deal between my mom and him. I didn't want to deal with him, so I did what I had to do to get rid of the car and get rid of him.
My son got called a liar on TV. I'm really upset. He didn't lie.
Cheryl's protective of his son. She's a good mom.
He did call and say he was going to throw my son in jail for stealing the car.
He didn't ask me to come get it. I didn't know about it. So the mother told me he put it on the street.
Don't buy cars from boyfriends.
Don't do side work.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Park versus Juan. Step forward, please.
Chris Park is suing his former friend, Paris Juan, for assaulting him in the parking lot after an ultimate fighting match.
Mr. Park, you and the defendant were friends. You went to a martial arts event. And it is your claim that after the event, the defendant injured you.
That's correct, ma'am.
According to him, you had both been drinking.
Him more than me. That's correct, ma'am.
You had both been drinking and were sort of fooling around with each other, each pushing each other around, and you got hurt. It was part of the fooling around process.
Yes, Your Honor.
Who is this?
This is my friend Simon, who was there at the event with us.
Simon drinking too?
He was the designated driver. He was not drinking.
Ah, Simon.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you see what happened after the event?
Yes.
Great. Come and stand up here, please. You were the designated driver. You were sober.
Correct.
First, I want you to tell me about this event, Simon.
Well, it's a mixed martial arts event. It's a cage fight. These guys are machines built to kill each other in the ring.
Oh, how fascinating.
Yeah.
Take your hands out of your pockets, Simon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So they put two men in a cage who were there to hurt each other.
Correct.
How wonderful. And this is the way you like to spend your evening.
Again, I was the driver. I just had free tickets along for the ride.
They couldn't pay me to go to an event like that. Free tickets, forget free tickets. They couldn't pay me enough money to sit in a place and see two human beings try to hurt each other like that.
Understandable.
And they also serve alcohol.
Correct.
Are you friendly with both of these gentlemen?
Yes.
How much did Mr. Park have to drink at the event? Did you see?
Throughout the whole course of the day, it started pretty early, about 2 o'clock or so.
2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
And when was it over?
Maybe 10.
At night?
Yeah.
So you were eating and drinking the whole day?
A bit of a marathon for them, yes.
So you couldn't really tell me how much Mr. Park had to drink?
If I had to guesstimate, maybe 6 drinks, 7 drinks in that span.
And they knew they were going to drink and be unable to drive home. That's why they designated you the driver. So you had to watch this event sober.
Correct.
So now the event is over. It's about 10 o'clock. Simon, I would like you to tell me what you observed when you exited this event.
Well, I was walking a bit ahead. Since I'm the sober one, I want to get to the car and go home. Get to a crosswalk, stop, turn around, and I see Chris walk up on Paris, put his arm
Chris,
around him.
This is Chris.
Correct.
Put his arm around Paris. Show me how he did that.
On Paris or Chris?
On the defendant.
Sure. Walked
you
over.
You are the plaintiff.
Walked over in kind of a buddy-buddy fashion, like so, you know, kind of pound around a little bit.
Show me exactly what you saw.
Like that.
Okay.
Paris proceeds to push him off and at the same time hit Chris with his arm in the thigh.
Okay. So he pushed him away and he hit him on the thigh.
Correct.
Okay. Next.
Chris reacted by, he was surprised, didn't think he'd be hit, so he pushed him back at this point.
Just a minute. So Mr. Park walked up to Mr. Juan, put his arm around him in a buddy-buddy fashion, got poked away, and hit in the leg.
Correct.
Mr. Park then went over and pushed Mr. Juan.
I was very upset.
Shut up. I'm not speaking to you. Mr. Park then went over and pushed Mr. Juan.
That's correct.
And then what happened?
And then after Mr. Juan was pushed by Mr. Park, Mr. Juan Perez, he kneed Chris in the thigh, and he kind of buckled. It was pretty vicious.
So we kneed him?
Kneed him, just like they would in the cage match, yeah.
So let me understand this. Mr. Park was the first person to put his hands on Mr. Juan.
Correct.
Mr. Juan poked him away, said, don't touch me, right?
Correct.
Mr. Park was unhappy about that.
Yes.
So he pushed Mr. Juan.
No, that's incorrect.
That's what you just said. Mr. Park was unhappy about being shoved away.
No, no,
I don't. Just a second. This is your witness and I'm questioning. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Park was unhappy about being pushed away by Mr. Juan, and according to you, then pushed him. This is the motion that you used. Went and pushed him. And then after that, Mr. Juan kneed him in the thigh.
That's correct.
Your Honor, he mentioned the fact that as he pushed me away, he struck me initially.
He said he pushed you away and hit you in the thigh.
Yes, ma'am.
And you weren't injured.
I don't know if that's the blow that hurt me or if it was the knee.
It's not what you said in your complaint, sir. You weren't injured. But then you went back and you pushed him.
No, Your Honor, I was told that the knee is what hit me. I didn't see the knee. To this day, I don't know if it was a knee.
Your witness says then you pushed him.
Because he struck me in the thigh. He had injured me at that point.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I didn't initiate any aggressiveness, Your Honor. I mean,
that's what happened.
Your Honor, so if I'm walking down the street and somebody touches me in the back, I can turn around and punch him in the face?
No, sir. You put your hands on him first.
Closed captioning sponsored by
My Bliss. New Blistex Deep Renewal. The clinically proven anti-aging lip treatment with Q10. Discover Bliss. Discover Blistex.
Ow!
So you think Santa will like these red and green M&Ms?
I don't know. I never met the guy.
He does exist!
They do exist.
Santa?
Miserable elbows? They can find happiness with Lubriderm Intense Skin Repair. Its 24-hour formula is clinically shown to help every inch of dry skin heal itself, like healthy skin does naturally. Lubriderm, the skin therapist.
Hello, I'm Ken Cook. We have the rain tapering off in North Georgia right now. Rain continues moderate to heavy across the middle part of the state, and we're starting to see the rain starting to come back from the south to our southwest. So we're going to see more rain come back into North Georgia later tonight. We do have a flood warning for Fulton and Forsyth County, mainly along the Big Creek for tonight. We'll have details coming up for you at 5 o'clock.
Save big. Hurry to Subway restaurants for a fresh value meal, just $3.99. Different delicious piled high sub of the day with chips and drink, $3.99. Subway restaurants, where freshness meets value. Subway, eat fresh.
Girl, didn't you hire a law firm last year for your injury case?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I never get my calls returned, and I don't even know who my lawyer is. I'm still hurting, and I can't work.
I'm Perry Ellis. Are you angry, tired, and frustrated with the lack of progress on your injury case? Then call my law firm now. We'll start working immediately on a plan to move your case forward.
Call the law office of Perry Ellis at 404-870-9997 or 1-800-LAWYERS.
Isn't it time your attorney worked for you?
This season, some people get stuck in the ruts when they catch a bad case of the holiday warts. What to bring to a party or serve to your guests, and what kind of roast or dessert would be best? Well, for holiday meals and parties and more, your neighborhood Kroger's a most perfect store. You'll find platters for parties made just to your wishes, and spiral-sliced hams and other main dishes. So for dinners or parties, one store will suffice. It's your neighborhood Kroger. Right store and right price.
50% off all Christmas trees at Garden Ridge. These 7-foot pre-lit trees, $75. Deer or trees, $14.99. Outdoor decor, $19.99. All pathway lights, half off. All Christmas wrap, half off. It's our biggest sofa sale ever. These sofas, $249. And these, $299. And these sofas, $349. Headboard, $149. Armoires, $39. Merry Christmas from Garden Ridge.
Save big. Hurry to Subway restaurants for a fresh value meal, just $3.99. Different delicious piled high sub of the day with chips and drink, $3.99. Subway restaurants, where freshness meets value. Subway, eat fresh.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Chris Park says former friend Paris Juan assaulted him in the parking lot after an ultimate fighting match. Paris claims it was Chris who instigated the scuffle.
Go ahead.
Well, I remember the arm coming across my head. I don't remember it being a arm around the neck. And then I did push him off. And from then on, I must have struck him into the thigh.
Okay.
And I remember us pushing, shoving, punching each other. And everybody walked away pretty cleanly after that. It was like, okay, we're just horsing around. Everybody loved the fights. And that's what it was. And he walked away.
No, Your Honor, I admit away. That I struck him, but it was in retaliation after he had already injured me. It completely caught me off guard. I had no idea what he was doing. I was actually lagging behind even where Paris was. He was with a couple of our other friends. I was maybe 10, 15 paces behind talking to another friend.
Why did you go up, put your arm around him?
He's my buddy. I literally trotted up to where they were like this to catch up with them.
That's not what he said. What you just did is not what your witness said.
He said I put my arm around. I don't remember if it was like this, ma'am, or like this, but it wasn't aggressive in manner. I was behind the group. I had trotted up to catch up.
He was.
In doing so, I came up to him like this, and immediately it was push, hit. I pushed him back, and then I got struck.
That's what happens.
But I wasn't. I didn't initiate any aggressiveness, Your Honor. I mean,
that's what happens.
Your Honor, so if I'm walking down the street and somebody touches me in the back, I can turn around and punch him in the face?
Mr. Park, do I think so? I think when two young men have been watching cage fighting for 8 hours, drinking for 8 hours, getting their testosterone all pumped up and charged up, and he's walking in the street, and he doesn't know what's going on when somebody comes up and puts their arm around him, pushes you away, because what you did was elbow, right? You elbowed him away.
Actually, no, I did a downward motion like that.
Oh, how did he push him off him?
No, he did one of these and then one of that.
Okay, pushed you away and then hit you on the leg. And you're coming up from behind him, right?
But same argument, Your Honor. If I'm watching football all day long drinking beer, I'm not going to tackle the mailman.
No, sir. You put your hands on him first. You put your hands on him
It was not an aggressive manner, Your Honor. It was...
Mr. Park, listen to me very carefully, sir. You say it was not aggressive. When two young men have been drinking and they have poor judgment... and they have been watching very aggressive fighting for 8 hours. There is no question that Mr. Wan did not intend to hurt you. You were leaving an event. You were friends. This is not some stranger who came up to you to hurt you.
I'm
speaking. Try not to interrupt me when I'm speaking. You left the event together. There was no aggression by either party. Nobody else was fighting. Nobody else was putting their hands on anybody else. He's not somebody that followed you out of the stadium to hurt you. Everybody has bad judgment. It was bad judgment after you put your arm around him and he pushed you away. And he hit you on the thigh.
Right.
That's not the injury that you're complaining about. That's not what you said in here, Mr. Park.
Your Honor.
You said the injury that hurt you was the kick to your thigh. That's what he said. He said that was vicious.
Both blows were equally vicious, Your Honor.
That's not what he said at all.
The medical report will show that the injury was to the thigh. He hit me in the same area, whether it's with the first fist strike or the knee strike, it was in the same area, and that's what caused
Mr.
the damage.
Mr. Park, that's what happens.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Sam's nose became redder as the winter wind blew. Mom trusts the Puffs Lab can soothe his
achoo.
I've got Puffs Plus with lotion, he said to Sam's mother, with aloe and E and a touch of shea butter. Plain tissue rubs causing more irritation. Puffs Plus with lotion and shea butter has a soothing sensation. A nose in need deserves Puffs Plus indeed. And try Puffs Plus with the comforting scent of Vicks.
Welcome to another day in a closeout wonderland.
Was at Big Lots and all through the store there were closeout prices on brand name products galore.
Price is so right. Overstock's a great way to get a great deal.
This week it's toys. Get brand name toys starting at $10. You save over 50% and save up to 50% on all $20 brand name toys.
Only at Big Lots brand names close out prices.
It's Papa John's Big Movie Meal Deal. Get up to three toppings free when you buy a large pizza. A big value, just $9.99. Plus, get a $3 off coupon for The Dark Knight on DVD. Call or click papajohns.com.
created some 200 million years ago, a geological formation known today as the Rock of Gibraltar. The most famous rock in the world. And like Gwinnett Place Honda, a symbol of strength and stability above all the rest. Number one in volume 14 years in a row. Winner of the Better Business Bureau Award for Marketplace Ethics 2 years in a row. And with millions to lend, there's only one place to shop. The Rock. Log on GwinnettPlaceHonda.com.
The largest year-round water park resort in the Sevierville-Gatlinburg area is getting bigger. Wilderness at the Smokies' gigantic indoor water park is opening December 19th. Catch a wave, play in a water fort, or ride the Smokies' first and only surf rider and storm chaser. Stay in a new multi-room suite and enjoy everything the resort has to offer. Save $150 a night during our grand opening. Call 1-877-325-WILD or visit wildernessatthesmokies.com for more information.
The accident wasn't even my fault. But I get injured. My car gets wrecked. I can't work. Now the insurance company is making me feel guilty. I have to call a lawyer.
Motlick and Associates will deal with the insurance company so you don't have to. They'll work hard, they'll fight for your rights, and do what it takes to get you the compensation you deserve. Call Motlick and Associates today for a free consultation at 1-800-LAW-NEED.
It just makes sense.
I understand about staying in shape, but this mattress, pillows, and comforter are perfect for you since you sleep on your side. So snooze, the gym will still be there when you get up.
It's Papa John's Big Movie Meal Deal. Get up to three toppings free when you buy a large pizza. A big value, just $9.99. Plus, get a $3 off coupon for The Dark Knight on DVD. Call or click papajohns.com.
Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Mr. Park, you are not collecting one quarter, one nickel, one penny, one sou, nothing. You are two young men who got into a pushing and shoving match, and you
it
got into...
It was not a pushing and shoving
sure
match.
Sure it was. You pushed him. You shoved him.
I came up in this manner after...
Mr.
It was
Park,
only after he
Mr.
had
Park,
struck me first, Your Honor.
Mr. Park,
which I hit
you
him.
Put your hands on him first, sir, in a manner that he found offensive. And he pushed
it's no
away.
Different than I've done 100 other times on 100 different occasions, Your Honor.
Well, why then he would you're very like lucky, that. Mr. Park.
He has a history of,
you're
when
very...
he's drinking, getting very excitable and
really?
Acting...
Really?
Yes,
so,
Your Honor.
So, Mr. Park, if he has a history of drinking and getting very excitable, why in the world would you come running up from behind, which is what you said you did, came running up from behind, and put your arm around him? Why would you do that?
I've done it 100 other times. He doesn't strike.
This
I'm saying
time,
he has a history
time,
of getting excitable when he's drunk.
This time, you had both been drinking, and I don't know if the other times you put your arm around him 100 times you hadn't been drinking. This time you had been, so had he, and he reacted differently. That's your problem. You have to pay your own medical bill. Goodbye, Mr. Park.
Your Honor, I don't understand why I have to pay my medical bills.
I just explained it to you.
He hit me.
That is our excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Back to your records.
And on the next Judge Judy...
A story of betrayal.
An allegation made by Miss Bloomfield saying that my husband sexually assaulted her.
Became a twisted, sordid tale.
Did you ever do that?
Next Judge Judy.
The perfect gift just got even better. For a limited time, buy a $25 IHOP gift card and get $5 off a future visit. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy.
Travel, stress, eating on the run. Diarrhea just stops me.
KO speeds to the source to shut down diarrhea and its discomfort. Stop it fast with KO Pectate.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm here to tell you, yes, you can do something about your IRS tax problem, and yes, you can get help to fight the IRS.
If you owe the IRS, call now for your free and confidential tax analysis. Call 800-516-8108. 800-516-8108.
We both were drinking and we were fighting out there, so it's just a matter of time when that happens, especially after an MMA fight.
If anybody touches me now, I can turn around and kick him in the face,
That's
and not it's
totally
not
fair.
My fault.
I heard someone running up behind me, and I felt a little slap to the head, and I decided to had to pay back for that.
Went to the hospital, was admitted to the ER. They took a CT scan of my leg.
Seemed pretty friendly until that knee strike.
I had a lot of bruising, internal bleeding in my thigh compartment.
You can tell he was hurt by that.
I was, you know, on crutches for a week, 2 weeks, out of commission for about a month and a half.
We were both horsing around, and that's just how it is.
To tell you the truth, I'm a little bit upset.
We haven't fully talked, but you know what? Hopefully we get past this.
I'm a little bit upset that he's not, you know, stepping up and taking responsibility for what he did.